This is Melbourne's Kiss 101.1. It is 8:22 with Matt and Michelle. We have your tickets to see Adele when she hits Melbourne in a couple of months' time at Etihad Stadium coming up after the news at 8:30.
God, I made an embarrassing faux pas yesterday because I've not been keeping up to date on the draft.
On the AFLW draft.
Of the AFLW.
At least you've got a team.
I do have a team. Of course, it's the Western Bulldogs. And so I'm taking the family. We're going Saturday night. And I didn't understand it was free. I'm thinking, why can't I buy tickets to this? Because they're free. I'm on the website. So eventually I emailed a bloke I know at the club and said, oh, can you help me? I'm an idiot and I can't buy tickets on the website. Can you help me get them? He said, mate, they're free.
Yeah.
And then I went, oh, yeah, but look, hey, here's a bit of fun. We've got Steph on tomorrow. And he went, yeah, we lost her.
Yeah, she got drafted by the Pies.
Steph, hello.
Steph Chiocci, hi.
Oh, God, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed, babe. I didn't know you'd been drafted. I didn't know you'd moved over to the Pies. How the hell is that going?
Yeah, it's going really well. I was a Carlton supporter. Mm. I should say was now. So, yeah, it's an interesting twist of fate for myself. And obviously I was at the Bulldogs. Mm. So, yeah, bizarre things have happened.
And how's your dad going? I've heard that your dad was such an intense hater of Collingwood. He would ask you to try not to breathe the air as you went past on the train.
Yeah, we used to catch a train into the MCG back in the day, and every time we went past Vic Park Station, we had to hold our breath the entire time, which we struggled with as kids. But, yeah, no, he didn't like Collingwood, which many Carlton supporters, you know, they don't. So,
no, they don't.
Look, yeah,
here I am wearing the black and white.
It's a tricky one for him. Usually when Eddie goes after someone in the draft, there's some sort of dining arrangement and sort of seduction process. He did it with Nathan. Have you met Eddie? Are you spending much time with the actual footy club, or are you just been hardcore training by yourselves?
Yeah, no, we spend a lot of time at the footy club. Obviously, it's a semi-professional league, so all our training's after hours at the moment. We don't tend to cross paths with the boys during the day. But yeah, I've met Eddie on numerous occasions. He actually gave me a call last week to congratulate me on the captaincy, and I was in it. Triple M, probably shouldn't mention that on this radio.
Oh, that's all right.
I was there last week with him and had a good chat, and he said he needs to do a smoking ceremony to get the navy blue out of me. So he's very much aware of my history with Carlton.
And the thing is, he's all over the Indigenous stuff too. He handles
Goodsy
very well
that
and
stuff,
that sort of thing.
He's good with that. So also, the Magpies have a netball team, the Collingwood Magpies netball. Do you see those girls around?
Yeah, we do. We watch them train quite often.
Awesome.
They work hard. They work extremely hard. And, they're a very talented bunch, so we're really looking forward to their season starting as well. I think they play the Vixens in their first round, so rivals, crosstown rivals.
Well, Steph, there's been a bit of talk about the fact that some women's sports are a bit grumpy with footy having gone around and poached some good athletes. Like, I know Buddy Franklin's sister was a gun netballer. Like, they're pretty tall, they're pretty athletic.
Yeah, do you reckon they could cross over? Having watched those girls train, do you reckon they could cross over to AFL if they wanted to?
Oh, absolutely. They've got the physical attributes to do so. I think if you look at our team, we've got, you know, everything from cricketers to basketballers. Mm. And I think a lot of the skills, especially at the elite level, transfer really well into football. I have no doubt that we might attract other athletes from other sports. But, you know, the idea is that we continue to grow our game. We don't want to take them away from their professions. But if they end up choosing football over their own sport, well, I suppose that's at their own accord.
All right, Steph, I've got to ask you a question. So many women ask me over summer, because I've coached a bit of girls' footy, and I said, well, I can't really answer this. They go, wouldn't it hurt your buzzies when you tackle? And I'm like,
that is a good question,
I'm
actually.
Like, I don't know.
Particularly a teenage girl, when they do hurt a bit for lots of reasons.
Yeah, look, I don't lay too many tackles, so I'm probably not the best to answer that one. But no, look, obviously there's times in games where you might get in certain spots and it might be a little bit painful, but it's no different to the men. I suppose they've got areas they need to protect as well.
Well, you're not allowed to tackle that area. That's the difference.
No, but you can accidentally get that area quite easily. Yeah, you're right, Steph.
I mean, it's an impact sport, so at the end of the day, you know, you're going to get hit in certain parts and, you know, just got to grin and bear it. But no, it's no different to the men. And we haven't had anyone go off with a boob injury, put it that way.
How hard is she?
It's going to be pretty funny reading the
sport,
paper.
Mate. Yeah. It's an impact sport, Matt. I mean,
it's going to be like boobs 3 weeks. You know, that's going to be the injury list.
And you're a school teacher as well, right? So are you this tough on the kids? Are you a bit like, it's an impact sport, mate? Prep is an impact sport, all right, mate? Harden
absolutely.
Up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a teacher and I very much enjoy it, but I get to coach AFL at Parkdale Secondary, so we get to combine two passions, which is good.
Well, Steph, people can check you out. Icon Park in Carlton this Friday. And if you want to join the Collingwood AFL Women's memberships, they're on sale right now for $90. You can visit memberships.collingwoodfc.com.
Here's something you don't often say to a Collingwood footballer on the way out. Lovely teeth. Very nice.
Thank you very much. I think, Maddie, I think you're going to have to sign up and as a member. I haven't picked a team yet.
I know. Well, we talked about this yesterday, Steph, and I'm like, the decree was for Hawks and Bombers fans, we're just going to have to hold out till we get our act together and get a side, and I'm ashamed that we didn't. But
I don't know. If Steph's dad can do it, mate.
Yeah, but that's he's a dad. Yeah, if my daughter played for Collingwood, I'd be the same. But
yeah, I think you could do it. You could go black and white on this one.
Well, I reckon if we get the win on Friday night, then you commit to the club.
How's that? Oh, yes. Oh, I love that.
Me too.
N.O. What part of that do you not understand?
We'll work on him, Steph. We'll work on him.
Perfect.
But it just shows you how primal footy is.
Yeah. It is primal, but you won't choose Melbourne, and that's the only club that fits all of your criteria, and you still won't pick them.
Because I'm just waiting for the Bombers to bring out the Bombettes or whatever they're going to be.
Thanks for the chat, Steph, and good luck on Friday.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
8:28.
Is that many top knots around the Essendon Football Club right now? They look like a half-female team.
It's 8:28. Your tickets to Adele coming up.